let's say that I ask Art Bell, what things is he willing to allow the government to look at on a warrantless basis? And I just made a little list here, and I'm curious to ask you, would it be okay for the government to, on a warrantless basis, look at your phone records? Just a yes or no answer.
Yes.
Okay. How about your dialed number information, all the people you call?
Yes.
How about your bank records?
Yes.
How about your credit card purchases?
Yes.
How about your health records?
I can't see the relevance for that one.
Okay. How about your gas credit card receipts?
My gas credit card receipts. Well, I guess you already covered that, really, with my bills, but...
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Store purchases.
Yeah.
ISP browsing records.
Sure.
Library records.
Sure.
Art, what's left? If you have given permission on this list so far,
mm-hmm.
What of your privacy is left?
Not a whole lot. But, Roger, you know what? None of those things that you mentioned, am I afraid for people to see? I mean, I'm not hiding anything. So it's pretty damn boring stuff.
Well, I understand that. But the reason the Founding Fathers wrote the Fourth and Fifth Amendments...
I'm very well aware why they did that.
This is the information that they sought to protect from mm-hmm. government without a judicial order.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we go through this list here, if I've got all that information, I pretty much can tell... Oh, anywhere from 80 to 90% about what Art Bell's life is about, what he does, mm-hmm. where he goes, what he purchases, who he knows.
Well, Roger, my life is pretty much an open book anyway.
Well, I understand
and
that.
I understand the underlying theory and what you're trying to point out here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that in an honest response to what you asked, with the exception of my medical records, and that's really nobody's business, and it's not relevant to terrorism as far as I know, with that exception, I don't care about the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what they're counting on. I think that they're counting on everybody saying, well, let's just have an open book, and we can go into these records without warrants, and everybody's life is fully investigatable under a microscope, and we'll just take the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, we'll just cancel it, we don't need it anymore.
Well, I didn't say there shouldn't be oversight with regard to what's done with the information.
Well, that's
there has to be.
Yeah, that is.
There has
the issue,
to be oversight.
Though, is that we're all this is now happening on a warrantless basis.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
Ben. Well, again, Roger, I can understand the reason why they need warrantless searches. And the reason is because the flow of information is so gigantic that there's really no other way for the authorities to look for the people that they're looking for and find them if they have to deliver a name and address and go in front of a judge first. Otherwise, if people are allowed to talk about where they're going to place the nuclear weapon, when they're going to detonate it, how the cells get together and, you know, do all the things that the terrorists would do to destroy the United States, then if there's no other way to get it, then I guess I give up those rights and I say, look, I have nothing to hide. Go ahead and do it. But when we end the threat and when and if we win the war, it ends and we go back to the way things were.
Well, there's no sunset on the Patriot Act at the moment. I think they just renewed it for a bunch of years. But anyway, my question becomes is that if you say go ahead and take all these privacies away from me now, have we altered the nature of what freedom is as a foundation
yes.
in America?
We have, yes.
Well, we know that we've been successful for the past 200 years on these principles that the Founding Fathers put in place, especially the Bill of Rights. When we start giving executive branches the ability to cancel sections of the Constitution, where do we start going into tyranny?
Well, tyranny, of course, would be a misuse of that information, wouldn't it, Roger?
It would be, but how are you going to keep somebody as this court, this... lady, this judge said here about having someone being a king with the powers of the king, as she explained in her ruling here. I don't have the phrase right in front of me.
That's all right, Roger. Suppose you were the President of the United States, and you had some pretty solid information that a group, let's call them Al-Qaeda, was trying to get a nuclear weapon into the U.S., or perhaps even already had them here, and they were doing the final stages of preparation to detonate them, or that something horrible was going to be released, some biological terror release that would go across the land like a firestorm, killing everybody it came in contact with. If you were the president, Roger, and as your CIA director or NSA director, I told you that this was the case and that we needed information on a scale that we've been talking about tonight, Roger, you would say what?
Well, I would say you need to direct these surveillances as we have always had in the past, where you're really looking at those individuals that you're doing a direct investigation on. You know, this data mining where you're just going through and just looking for anybody saying anything, mm-hmm. you know, it moves very far into the police state, where words or speaking words, or we tape something off somebody's line and let's just send the Gestapo over to arrest everybody. And, of course, you know, that the other thing that that apparently has been happening is that the government's suspended habeas corpus, which is another very basic principle that's been with us for hundreds of years coming from England.
Okay, let me ask you this, Roger. Have you actually seen any Nazi stormtroopers arresting people based on emails or telephone calls they made in the U.S. yet? Can you document that happening?
Well, I do. I have one client who ended up, he was in a library, and he was visiting websites that had to do with Islamic stuff. He's not an Islamic guy, but he was doing research on the subject matter, and uh-huh. he was at the library connecting it. He spent time at this library. Mm-hmm. Anyway, next thing you know, in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, there is a uniformed local police officer and some guys from the TSA come in, and they literally take him out of the library with his computer, forcibly seize him and remove him, mm-hmm. take him out to a truck, mm-hmm. download his whole hard drive, mm-hmm. copy the hard drive, and give him his computer back, interrogate him for a period of time, and then send him back, and then release him.
And then released him.
And then
okay.
released him. Mm-hmm. But it freaked this poor guy out. I mean, you know,
I'm sure it did.
They
yeah,
came
I'm sure
into
it
the
did.
Library, they asked about, went to the librarian, said they were going to do this, asked who the guy was, and, you know, she knew who it was. And literally came and removed him. There was not a warrant. There was not a court order. There was nothing other than just removing him and removing his information, copying his information. And mm-hmm. they didn't ask permission. They just did it.